Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host today, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we are going to have a very special guest, but we want to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then we want to pray, and then I'm going to introduce you to our guest, and then we will begin. Psalm 136 reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, Lord. We thank you for giving us the health and strength that we need, Lord, to make it today, Heavenly Father. We ask that this ministry and this talk shall be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that you bless each guest who come on the ministry, that you bless their projects, that you bless everything that they do, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your favor and your mercy, Lord. And we just ask that we continue to be just those who magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And amen.
On today, amen. All right. I like that. I like that. We're going to have a very special guest. I am so excited that this gentleman even just connected with me. I'm so excited because he's a man of God. And he was born in Chicago. He was raised in Los Angeles, California. He formed this music management group, RKD, which he's going to tell us more about. He's responsible for music on the movie, this Christmas soundtrack. He has produced films. He's just a man of God, and he just is a people person. And I want to introduce to some and present to others Mr. Keith Douglas. Minister Douglas, are you on the line?
I'm on the line. How you doing there, my sister?
Great. How are you doing, Mr. Douglas?
If it gets any better, I'm going to complain. And then thank you for having me. And I'm so blessed to be here with you for these moments that we have. I'm excited.
Thank you so much. I'm excited. And you know what? I want to say this. When you said amen after that prayer, I could feel the power of God within you. So I know you're a man of God, and I'm so excited that I have the opportunity to even speak with you, Reverend Douglas. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I feel the same way. I feel that the anointing is thick. So let's get into this so we can tear these walls down. Hopefully we can help somebody.
That's right. Thank you so much. Can you please tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, you know, I'm first a man of God, and second, a family man, as well as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And I believe what I make happen for others, God will make happen for me. So I'm just trying to be a servant. So there's no secret to my success. The only thing I could say is that as long as I continue to decrease, God will continue to increase.
Amen. Amen. I like that. Amen. Now, you have written the book, The Power to Get Wealth, No Money Required. Please tell us about the book and some of the big themes within your book.
Yeah, The Power to Get Wealth, No Money Required was a great book for me. Actually, it was my first book. And it was a book that I put together because, you know, we live in a time in a society where people are so much into things that
right.
they actually miss what's really, really more important than anything. And that's the inner wealth that's inside of each and every one of us. God said he gives all of us different gifts. So it's up to us to find out what the gift is inside of us and use it to our benefit. But today, in today's society, we have the wrong perception of what wealth means. The word wealth literally means all needs met. And God is not into the want prayers, he's into the need prayers. And he said, according to his word, that he would supply all of our needs. So therefore, everyone is wealthy. So the book, Power to Get Wealth, was a spiritual book identifying what wealth really was, so it can make the listeners and the viewers and the readers whole once again.
Wow, that is powerful, because wealth is when all of your needs are met. And you're exactly right, because people forget about that. People think that you have to have all this money and nice houses and nice cars to be considered wealthy, but just being alive, you're wealthy, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, like I said, the only thing that God promises us, he said that he will supply all of our needs. And he also
right.
said that he will give us the power to get wealth. So you notice the book was called The Power to Get Wealth. So when God said that he would supply all of our needs, well, we're blessed that God is going to supply all our needs. We can bank on that. We can guarantee that God would do that, because God cannot lie. But God also said he gave us the power to get wealth. So why are we all asking God to give us things when he's given us the power to get it? So a lot of us, our prayers are not being answered because we're sitting up waiting for someone to do for us that God has already given us the power to do. So I'm excited to go get it. I hope you are.
Yes, sir. I am. Yes, sir. Praise God. Now, first of all, I want to recommend this second book, Artificial Intelligence, to all of the listeners. Now, you have written this book, Artificial Intelligence. Can you share with listeners some of the important points in the book and anything else you would like to share about this book?
Well, Artificial Intelligence is a book that's once again, it's somewhat like my first book. It deals with natural principles as well as supernatural principles. And the difference between the two is natural is within your ability,
right.
supernatural is outside of your ability. So I got a book that natural people can read, and they can actually get supernatural principles. If they're not a person that is spiritual and they read the book, they'll still get the message. If they're a person that is spiritual, they read the book, they will really get the message. But it's called Artificial Intelligence because, you know, in the scriptures, the scripture tells us that we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. And you can't be shaped unless there's a shaper.
So that's right.
The book basically identifies who the shaper is, and it helps us to get back to who we are and where we should be. Because in today's society, a lot of us, we are basically in the world when God says that we're supposed to be in it but not of it. So most
right.
of us are of it, and God tells us that we should be in it and not of it. So Artificial Intelligence is a book that consists of spirituality,
mm-hmm.
finance, environment, family, and finance all in one book. When you read this book, it will literally blow your mind.
Wow. That's right. That's right. Okay. Now, you indicated that social networking has affected humans, and you have a term called social suicide. What message should people know so that they can still be great communicators, although we have all of this social media?
Well, social suicide is a chapter that's really dear to me, because in today's society today, people barely communicate. When you go out in the public, whether you're in the airport or in the restaurant, no matter where you are, people are looking down more so on their smartphones in today's society, and people are not really communicating with one another. And
right.
people are using social networking in most cases for a form of entertainment. And the effects of entertainment is very, very, I would say, influencing. And in today's society, people are plugged in 24/7 with entertainment, and they're not using the technology to benefit them. In most cases, they're using the technology to entertain them. And that's one of the devil's main devices, is to keep us moving, to keep us from standing still and doing what we should be doing, having communion and communication with God. So social suicide is really bad, because people today, there's a lot of things happening on social networking, and people are getting laid off on their jobs based on things that they may have done outside of their job. I mean, courts are using things that people may say on social networking against people in court. People are being discriminated against things that they say on social networking. So people think that these technologies of convenience are free, but they come with a price to pay, because the things that you put out there, they follow you everywhere.
That's right. That is right. And, you know, many people will say, well, I use social networking for business, and you're talking about something totally different. If people are using social network to put other people down or to spread gossip, then that's a form of social suicide, correct?
Correct. And then also, too, you have to think in terms of the factor of people not communicating with one another, people not talking. Today, most of the young youth today, they don't even know how to communicate with one another effectively, because they're more so tied to their social networking versus talking to one another. So it's very, very dangerous. That's why the book is called Artificial Intelligence, and you see a robot in a suit, because people are literally being controlled and don't even know it, through suggestions and through illustrations and through things that are done through social networking.
That's right. Wow, that is powerful. And you know I'm taking notes, Pastor. You know I'm taking notes. I'm telling you.
Wow, yeah.
Okay. Now, we're turning the page to health, because health is a very important topic and subject for me. Now, you indicated that in 2009, you had a health condition that changed your perspective on health. And how did you help to heal yourself, and, of course, God helped heal you from this event?
You know, in 2009, it was a very, very trying time for me, because I grew up pretty much in a large family, and a lot of people in my family used to drink, smoke, and not eat right. You don't eat a lot of that soul food, that kind of stuff. And I pretty much grew up under that. But I decided, you know, I never wanted to do those things. I didn't want to drink or smoke. I didn't do those things. So I felt, since I didn't drink or smoke and I ate healthy, I felt I would be the last person that would have a health problem. Well, in 2009, I was actually flying all around the world, and I was on my way to my daughter's graduation. And when I got there, I began to sweat and perspire a lot. And I got up to go to the restroom and pretty much passed out. And my son found me there slumped on the ground, and I was rushed to the hospital and then found out that I had a heart attack. So I was like, wow, you know, how could I have a heart attack? So when I was there in the ICU, when I came to, I said to myself, I asked God, I said, how could this be? And then God basically told me, you know, to study and to learn from this. So I began to study. I began to study, you know, how does this happen? How does heart attacks happen? How do these things happen? And I took pretty much a holistic change. So I went from basically barely walking up a stair to running up hills once I changed my diet. So I tell people today that the number one problem in America is dehydration. So
That's right.
If you don't drink enough water, you are really, really headed toward trouble. So I let people know that you should drink plenty of water, preferably water that is alkaline, or if not, you know, put lime in your water, but keep your bodies hydrated. Also, the soils, or the dirt in America, is depleted, which means there's nothing in the ground. There's no nutrients in the ground. So, you know, you may be eating vegetables and think that you're getting the proper nutrients in your body, and you're not. So it's important to get the proper nutrients in your body. So I tell people that I am a nutritarian, not a vegetarian, but a nutritarian, because I have to get the proper nutrients in my body. So when I began to do my holistic research and start to get the proper nutrients in my body and hydrated my body began to heal itself. So when I went to the doctor, he couldn't believe it. He said that the doctors couldn't believe I even had a heart attack. And that resulted me to not be able to take the medicines that I was taking. So I had a transformation in the healing. So I began to be like the doctor in my family, start to tell a lot of people in my family who were sick and had conditions, I start to teach them about the importance of nutrients and the importance of hydrating their bodies. For one testimony, my mother was a diabetic. She was insulin dependent, and she followed the things that I was telling her. We got the proper nutrients in her body, stayed away from the sugars and the fast food. She hydrated correctly, and the diabetes basically went away. So today she's not insulin dependent. So a lot of the diseases that we have in our communities, I call it disease, because wherever there's disease. So a lot of these things are happening because we don't know how to eat to live. Most of us eat to live. So that chapter is very important for me because it has a lot of information for the readers to go read. And I lay out a lot of different things, simple things that they can do so they can make their bodies and their health whole.
Can you tell listeners a little bit about RKD and your speaking bureau and the concepts within your project?
Well, RKD management and talent management, you know, I basically call it my ministry. You know, I call it like network marketing ministries. What I wanted to create was something, an organization that had things that were empowering, positive, and at the same time had an entrepreneurial effect over all of those particular entities. So RKD is basically an organization that pretty much deals with incorporating positive speakers, incorporating singers, actors, entertainers, all of those different types of things all in one umbrella. And it has really, really been so successful, and I'm so blessed and fortunate that I have the company, but I'm more blessed for the people who actually work with me, because without them, it wouldn't be possible.
Wow. Now, let me ask you about who is your speakers bureau open to and what are the qualifications?
The qualifications is basically to anyone that has a following, or anyone that has a strong vision and a strong plan that may fit our agenda, because we basically send most of our clients to ministries, colleges, universities, empowerment speeches, things of that sort. So, you know, it's basically for those who are entrepreneurs and those who are, trying to pursue a career in the speaking arena. So we don't discriminate and say that we just take speakers who are already established. We have a lot of top speakers, but we take anyone that has it. You know, we take anyone that has it. If you have the drive and the determination and we feel that you can do it, you know, we're willing on getting behind you and helping them.
Wow. Is there any way that after the show, maybe you can email me some information or I could speak?
Oh, definitely. And then I could definitely use some information. And then also, too, you know, speaking on entrepreneurs, also, we also have a division within our company for those individuals who are serious and want to become an entrepreneur and want to make residual income and want to make money while they sleep. If they're serious, they can call us at area code 323-580-6163. I'll say it again, 323-580-6163. Those who are serious and want to become entrepreneurs, they could call us. We have a program right now where people can make at least $70 an hour if they're serious.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Brian, you know you have time if you wanted to explain any of your programs before we go to the next question, or if you just wanted people to, you know, call you at a later time, but there's no rush. You have time to explain any type of your programs that we just asked you about, if you want.
Well, I was talking about the one that I'm really, really excited about right now, Building Entrepreneurs, which this particular program is basically geared on building lifestyles, because everyone has a dream and everyone has aspirations to do something. So I encourage people to become entrepreneurs, to be independent. And, you know, we have a program specifically for those individuals who want a small business, or who want a big business, or who have a dream and a desire. This program that we have, it actually provides a platform and a format for them. For instance, if they don't know how to lay out a business plan, that is being offered for them. If they don't understand anything about taxes and corporate taxes, that's laid out for them. If they have credit issues, we have lawyers and different people that can put their credit back together. If they wanted to know about traveling or setting up their corporations, we have that available. So it's pretty much a school that teaches them to become entrepreneurs, and at the same token, they get paid doing so because they tell others also too. And then what happens is by them helping others, it becomes residual, because what we're trying to do is give everyone in the body of Christ the opportunity to have the freedom, financial freedom, to be able to do the things that they want to do and the things that they desire and wish for and hope for. So we have a great program. So like I said before, if anyone is interested, any of your listeners, they can call us at area code 323-580-6163. But I advise, don't call if you're not serious. If you're serious, call us, because we're into helping people, and that's what our main agenda is to help people. But we want to make sure that people are serious if we're going to invest inside of them.
That's right. Now, do you have a, before we get to the next question, do you have a website for the Speaker's Bureau in case people want
to? Yes, they can just go to KeithDouglas.org, and they can get all the information at KeithDouglas.org, or they can go to RKDTalentManagement.com and get all of the information. We're all over the web.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much. All right, great, great. I'm looking forward to speaking with you again. Now, is there anything else you would like to tell the listeners that I maybe didn't ask you during the interview?
No, there's nothing else. I'm ready for you. There's nothing else.
Great, okay. And how can individuals purchase your items, your books that you have, or any other items that you have?
Well, they can, once again, they can just go to KeithDouglas.org. Artificial intelligence is available now everywhere. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on iTunes. It's also an audio book also, too. So artificial intelligence is available. And I urge people to go get it, because this book will literally change your life. And I primarily would love for the readers to let their kids look at it, because I really want to get this book in the hands of as many youth as possible, because the youth are our future. And I really, really believe that the youth today are really, really in a trying time. And as adults, we have a responsibility to reach back and help the youth.
That's right. That's right. That is great. Now, at this time, I'm going to pause in case anyone have any business questions for you, Mr. Brian. And then if not, then we'll be finished with our interview. Is that okay? Mr. Douglas, you still there?
I'm still here. Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Okay, well, Mr. Douglas, I really appreciate you stopping by. I know your schedule is very hectic, and I look forward to speaking with you very soon, because I'm really interested in a platform for the speaking business that my partner and I have. And so I just really, I'll reach out to you again.
Yeah, do so, and I'll keep in mind, you know, that I've spoken with you, and anything I can do to help you, let me know. And thank you, and may God continue to bless your show. I decree and declare miracles and supernatural things over your show.
Thank you so much, and may God bless you and everything you do as well, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Keith Douglas. And he does so much with gospel artists. You see him on TV. He's in the media. He has many things going on. And I know that I have many of my hosts on. And, you know, if they want to say something, they can. But I want to leave you with a few announcements, and then I will bid you a great evening. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, writers, promoters, authors, actors, actress, anyone with an interest in something positive for the community, for the people interest, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Remember that there are a couple events coming up. There are some book festivals coming up, as well as some gospel concerts coming up. So please be sure to continue to watch my Facebook page. Make sure that you pray for your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself as well. And pray for those you know and those whom you do not know. To these websites, very quickly, as we conclude the ministry, if you go to alfreda.hubpages.com, you will see many articles that we've written here. And just make sure that you read the articles. You will find some very great information about education, gospel, politics, health, wellness. You'll find great articles there. If you also go to the website, alfredaloveshow.com, you will find everything that you need as far as the radio is concerned, as far as speaking topics that we offer. You will find different things about health. You will find different events that we attend. You will find some great information, so please be sure to look at that information as well. I want to appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, and I ask that God continue to bless and take care of each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to all of my co-hosts who are on the line. Thank you to my military friends. Thank you to my family, and I really appreciate it. And on tomorrow, which is Friday, I want you to just make sure that you look through the website and that you look through some of the interviews and some of the shows. Thank you so much for tuning in, and may God bless you and take care of you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is Sunday, take care of yourselves and each other. This is Dr. Alfreda Love, your host. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.